Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Are you reeling in the years? Showing away the time. Are you gathering up the keys? Have you had enough of mine?
Well, Steely Dan bringing us back 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for being part of my day. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. I am the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad to be with you as we continue into our 16th year of serving you as small businesses and helping all of us get better at running our small businesses. You know, recently we polled the audience, our online audience, about what they think about resolutions. We asked them, you know, what are you doing with your New Year's resolutions? What do you think about them for 2013? And what we learned was that about 20%, a little less than 20%, actually said that they make New Year's resolutions and stick to them. Well, I call those people the teacher's pets, right? they're the folks there. If you make resolutions, you always stick with them. You're probably the one who reminds the teacher that she didn't give you the homework, right? And then you got about that same amount of people said that they don't try anymore. But then you got another group that says, I make resolutions, but usually don't stick with them. I make them, but I don't stick with them. That was about over half of our sample, and I think that's typically what most of us do, right? But then there was this other group that I gave this other group an opportunity to come out of the closet. I offered this option: who needs resolutions when you're already perfect? And no, that wasn't the one I chose, although I'm sure you thought I probably did. 11%, 1 out of 10 said that they were already perfect. I don't need resolutions. Well, you know, I regardless of how you feel about resolutions, I do want you to make one with me. I do want you to, and you can call it whatever you want to. You can call it a resolution. You can call it whatever. But I do want you to promise me and promise yourself that, and I'm making this promise to you too. Let's promise to each other that we'll become, in 2013, we'll become better CEOs. Not better managers, not better owners, not better entrepreneurs. That's up to you. I'm not gonna. You know, obviously, you're gonna do all those things. Those are things that are pretty natural for you, right? You always get better. You're getting better every year as a better manager. If you're an entrepreneur, you're never gonna be without. Those juices are always gonna be. That sap is always gonna be rising in your bark. If you're the owner now, you're gonna be the owner this year. But there's this other job that you have as all those things that I just mentioned. There's this other job that kind of winds up getting short shrift, I think. And it's probably the reason why a lot of companies fail. And that's that you don't take seriously the fact, meaning all of us, don't take seriously the fact that we are the CEOs, the chief executive officers of our small businesses. Do you know what a CEO, you know what the CEO of IBM or Exxon or any of those companies, you know what the CEOs do? They don't manage. They don't run units. They don't keep up with the finances. They don't keep financial part. They know about all those things. They get briefed on all those things. But they only take care of the big deals. They're involved in the big projects. They're involved in the projects that are going to take their company down the road. The things that the company are going to be doing and experiencing, the threats and the opportunities that those companies are going to be running into down the road, a year, 3, 5, 10, maybe a generation down the road. That's what their job is, the CEO, and to think about where is this company going and how do we get there, where could we get derailed, where could we get stuck. What are our problems now that could prevent us from being successful in the new normal of a year or five from now? That's what CEOs do. Now, here's the thing. They don't, not only I said they didn't manage. They don't really manage units or teams all that much, that kind of thing. But not only do they not do it, they don't have to. Because they got other people doing that, right? You, on the other hand, have to do those things. You don't have enough people to take all those jobs off of you. So that's the reason why I say that doing what you do as the CEO of your company is the hardest job in the world. It's harder than the CEO of IBM's job, I promise you. Your job is harder than his job or her job. But it's because you not only have to manage, you not only have to be the entrepreneur, you not only have to be the owner where the buck stops, but you also have to be the strategic person, the visionary, the CEO. Now, so that's what makes it hard. So how do you do that? This is where the resolution comes in. This is where it comes in where you and I promise each other that in 2013, we're going to set aside some time. We're going to find a way to think about being about the job, the assignment that we have of being the CEO of our company. We're going to find some time. We're going to talk to other people. We're going to go to a conference. We're going to go to an industry meeting. We're going to read a book. We're going to subscribe to another magazine or something that gets us out of the trenches and helps us see what's coming down the pike. And that we're going to take that role, that assignment seriously, and use what we learn to be better managers, to be better entrepreneurs, and to help our companies to be sustainable in the new normal of next year, 3 years, 5 years, maybe even the next generation. Quick break, 29 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back after these messages. Whatever you do, don't go away.
Girl, to call my own, I want a dream lover so I don't have to dream alone.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.